Last weekend during this segment, I played a little Siskel and Ebert. All right, for those of you that aren't as old as I am, for starters, Google Siskel and Ebert. If you're too lazy to do that, just imagine them as the old school version of Rotten Tomatoes. There was a show each weekend where Siskel and Ebert just analyzed current movies. It's quite honestly must-see TV before must-see TV started on Thursday nights. They told you which movies were worth paying money to go watch and which ones you should maybe just wait until they came out on VHS. What's that? Google that too. And while you're at it, don't forget to rewind. Last weekend I was talking about how really good movies are good from beginning, middle, and end. And Bemidji State last Friday certainly pulled off that trick. They followed it up Saturday with perhaps an even better performance. A sequel that was better than the original. We've all seen really bad sequels. Caddyshack 1, maybe one of the best comedy movies ever. Caddyshack 2, never should have been released. Sure, Die Hard 2 and 3 and maybe even 4 were certainly good, but Major League 3? Terrible. Speed 2? Awful. The whole 10 yards? Not worth watching. And really, there was a Jaws the Revenge? Not worth watching either. Last Saturday, Bemidji State was good. Beginning, middle, and end for a second straight night. Consistency, their head coach, loved.
When you're playing good hockey, you want to keep it going. And you like to bottle some of your play the weekend before it, and you want it to carry over. And sometimes it does, sometimes it doesn't. But, you know, the guys, it was, I thought the guys overall, we had a pretty good weekend. And I was really especially happy with our Saturday night. And I thought again, offensively, we were obviously a very effective Saturday night, but I thought defensively. I just thought defensively we were good. I thought we took strides defensively. I thought we were good away from the puck.
Beavers keep it alive. Alex Iarullo into the high slot. Elias Rosenschutzen scores. Rosen jumped down into the play right between the circles. Puck came right to him. Quick release. Beavers lead 1-0.
Elias, nice shot. Low to the ice. That's tough for a goaltender to play, particularly through traffic. So low to the ice, got underneath the stick of the goaltender Isley. And the Beavers once again get the first goal against the Lakers.
Beavers quick steal. Lucas Sillinger 2-on-1. Lucas with a shot. Trickles through the 5-hole and he scores. He waited and waited and waited. And as a goalie, you've got to be thinking you got to slide quickly over to your right, and there the shot came.
Well, it's a defensive breakdown. I mean, why is it a 2-on-1? You got to ask yourself that. Where were the Lakers defensively at center ice?
Bemidji stayed good on the offensive end and good on the defensive end. That sounds like a pretty darn good sequel, a movie I'd go watch again and again and again. Can the Beavers pull off the rare second sequel, so the third straight really good movie? We'll find out against the Bowling Green Falcons tonight. And sorry, Jerry, Leo, and Miles, Baby Geniuses 2 wasn't nearly as good as the first. But I still hope that you're getting royalty checks anytime that shows up on US TV. Beavers and Bowling Green Falcons. Third straight good movie for the Beavers? We'll find out in 30 minutes. Budweiser pregame show next, here on the Beaver Radio Network.